I have to begin with a small confession this morning. Several months ago, when Father Archie invited me to come join you and be your stewardship preacher, I was very excited about being in your midst and sharing some thoughts about stewardship. And then I picked up my lectionary and read the lessons for today and immediately had a moment of panic. The third lesson, which we didn't read this morning, is from the letter to the Hebrews and is even further away from ideas of stewardship than what most of what we heard this morning says. The good thing about being a bishop, though, is that I can just choose to ignore things and nobody's going to get in an argument with me. But as I contemplated these readings, I realized that the reading from Job in many ways is the perfect stewardship reading. The story of Job is one that most of us are somewhat familiar with. Job is a righteous man who has had a prosperous life. And as we heard today in the reading, the Satan, only later does that become a personal name, Satan accuses Job of being just like all other humans, one who will fail when put to the test. That was the Satan's job, by the way, in the cosmology of the Hebrew people. In heaven, the Satan was the prosecuting attorney. He spent most of his time flying around Earth to discover whether or not he could bring charges against human beings. And so he has charged Job with human failings. And God responds by allowing him to put Job to the test. Now, as the story goes on, test after test after test. But in the end, Job is vindicated. Now, one of the reasons I see that as related to stewardship, and we usually don't think about things this way, but the story of Job is really a metaphor. It's a metaphor trying to explain how it is that God trusts us. I mean, we're Americans. We're used to the phrase, "In God we trust," aren't we? We're so used to it, we even print it on our money. But how often do we stop to think that while we trust in God, God is trusting in us? God created us, brought us into being, and filled us with an enormous amount of possibility. The first gift was talent. And then God took that talent and he gave us all the time that we need to make that possibility real and present in the world. And lastly, he gave us the treasure to create an environment in which time and talent could be used and shared. The definition of a steward isn't somebody who has resources. The definition of a steward, at least in the Bible, is somebody who uses the things that God has given well. And so stewardship is about learning how to use all that God has given us in a way that would be living up to the faith that God has in us. It's not just about living up and filling out a parish budget. I sometimes wonder, and I've been wondering this since I read this Job reading, what God would have had to say about me if I had been the one accused in heaven. I hope at some point you will wonder the same for yourself. Would God have had the confidence that he had in Job, that no matter what, I would have stood fast and been faithful? Would God have said, "I'm not worried. He may be kind of a doofus, but at least he'll do what I ask"? Would God have said, "He has a history of using all that I've given him well. He's been a good and faithful steward. I expect nothing less. I hope that if that conversation is going on, that I can live up to it and live into it. The call to stewardship is a call to live the godly life. It's about how we live in the time that we've been given. Do we live in such a way, do we give in such a way, that things are transformed? That this world in which we live, which is so broken and torn in so many ways, can we say that our presence in it has made a difference? It's a difficult question, hard to answer in the scale of the world in which we live, and yet it is the core question, both in the book of Job and in our lives. When the time comes, will God look at us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? My prayer, as you continue your stewardship pilgrimage this year and in years to come, is that you will ask yourself why it is that you give your time, your talent, and your treasure, and what you hope can be accomplished with it. Is it simply a matter of maintaining what already is, or are you committing yourself to a legacy, to a future? Do you give your time, your talent, and your treasure so that the church will be here, that it will be exciting and vibrant 100 years from now? It's hard for us to get out of the present, but God always calls us to live into the future, to face forward and see what is yet to come, and to give ourselves over to that future, to make our legacy a church that is strong and faithful and a witness to the world. That's why God has given us time, treasure, and talent. I pray that like Job, in the last audience with God, you and I will be vindicated as was Job. Amen.